This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation now supports a return to in-person learning for all elementary school students. YKHC updated its recommendations for reopening schools on Wednesday in response to the CDC's new guidance for schools. YKHC says elementary schools can now open in hybrid mode, which is a mix of in-person and remote learning. That's regardless of COVID-19 transmission at the community or region-wide level. According to the CDC, younger children may be less likely to be infected by COVID-19 than older children. YKHC also said that younger students may benefit more from in-person instruction and are less independent than older students. The CDC has said that in-person learning has not been associated with substantial community transmission. Under the latest CDC guidelines, schools are being advised to follow mitigation strategies like physical distancing, universal masking, cohorting groups of students, and testing staff and students regularly. YKHC is recommending that middle and high schools remain in remote learning mode while communities have high transmission of COVID-19. Under YKHC's guidelines, middle and high school students would be able to return to school when YKHC is announcing fewer than 25 cases per week for the region and when test positivity rates fall below 5%, among other criteria. Following a steep decline in new cases recently, many communities are now closer to meeting these goals. Some school districts in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, like the Kuspuck and Lower Yukon school districts, have already allowed for schools to reopen in communities where there are no COVID cases. The Lower Kuskokwim School District Board will meet this coming Wednesday to discuss the school reopenings. The meeting begins at 4 p.m. and is open to the public. In a letter to parents and students, Superintendent Kimberly Hankins said she would provide an update later this week on the district's plans for reopening. In economic news, there are $200 million in federal funds set aside to help Alaskans who are behind on their rent during the pandemic. Stacy Barnes, the director of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which administers the program, says people can apply for help on paying their rent by applying online at alaskahousingrelief.org.
The bottom line is that for those families who have been impacted either directly or indirectly by COVID-19, and they meet the income requirement, which is 80% of area median income. In the Bethel area, that's $45,520 a year. They may be eligible for this assistance.
The deadline for applying for rental assistance is Friday, March 5th. Importantly, even if you have received rent relief from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation in the past, you may still qualify for this new federal assistance. Barnes says the program is designed to help both pay rent and utilities. The priority is to pay past due bills, but also possibly meet current rent and utility needs. Barnes says that those who have the most need will go to the front of the line.
Treasury requires that we prioritize those who are at 50% of the area median income, so that would be about $23,000 in your region. But it also prioritizes those who have been unemployed for 90 days or more as a result of the pandemic. The idea there is that those who are struggling the most are going to get the help first.
State data indicates more than 20,000 people have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Barnes says the federal rent relief program also takes into account overcrowding and possible domestic violence issues when reviewing applications. She says the state will start that review after the March 5th application deadline for the Alaska Housing Relief Program. To apply, go online to alaskahousingrelief.org. If you don't have good access to internet or need help to apply, Barnes recommends calling toll-free 1-833-440-0420. That's 1-833-440-0420.
And we have a call center, and operators are happy to answer any questions that people might have about the program. And you can actually also apply using that phone number.
The federal program is limited to paying rent and utilities. Barnes says it is not designed to help pay mortgages for property owners who are behind in their house payments. In more news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Board of Directors has issued a resolution opposing the formation of a regional tribal government. This is the second such resolution from the board in the past decade. The resolution claims that a regional tribal government is not in the best interest of the Health Corporation or its 58 member tribes. It says that a regional tribal government would take away individual governing power from the tribes and, quote, consolidate power into the hands of a few. The resolution also says that the diversity of the region's tribes provides no basis for a regional tribal government. The YKHC board issued the resolution in response to the Calista Regional Native Corporation's efforts to create a regional tribal government. Last year, Calista issued a draft constitution, which it sent to the tribes, along with a draft resolution in support of forming this government. A consultant for Calista said a regional tribal government would help the region regulate large infrastructure projects like the proposed Donlin gold mine. The YKHC board has also issued a resolution opposing the development of this mine. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.